This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The city of Chicago is cutting its public school budget by $200 million. This comes just a couple years after the city closed almost 50 elementary schools, but still, budget deficits persist. From Chicago, Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Chicago's school system is spending a lot more money than it's bringing in.
Chicago Public Schools faces a significant budget crisis.
Sarah Wetmore is with the Civic Federation, a Chicago-based government watchdog group. She says the city schools have had deficits that won't go away.
The structural deficit has been in existence for some time, and it's been papered over by accounting gimmicks to balance the budget.
The school's cash crunch got worse last week when the city had to make a pension payment of more than $600 million. Budget cuts followed a day after, including layoffs in mostly administrative positions. Jackson Porter is with the Chicago Teachers Union.
This could be the tip of the iceberg. The city hasn't laid down its hand to exactly spell out, is this the first of a wave of cuts?
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is asking state lawmakers to change the pension system. He's also considering a property tax hike to increase school funding, or else risk facing more cuts this fall. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.